One of Gerard Manley Hopkins' poems that deals with nature is called Binsey Poplars, written on the occasion of these poplars being felled in 1879. Now, these poplars were a row of beautiful trees alongside a towpath along the Thames in the little town of Binsey, just north of Oxford. And interestingly, after this poem became well-known and well-loved, the poplars actually were replanted, and they actually have since then gone through another life cycle, and more poplars have been put in to replace them. But it's interesting to think that the landscape that Hopkins mourned has in part been restored because of his words, of his poetry. And so I'm actually at Binsey now and standing amidst these poplars and listening to the wind rushing through their leaves. Now, Hopkins wouldn't have had the sound of the highway in the background, but he would have heard the wind through the leaves, much like I am now. And so here, amidst the Binsey poplars, I will read you his poem. Binsey Poplars, felled 1879. My aspens dear, whose airy cages quelled or quenched in leaves the leaping sun, all felled, are all felled. Of a fresh and following folded rank, not spared, not one, that dandled a sandaled shadow that swam or sank on meadow and river and wind-wandering, weed-winding bank. Oh, if we but knew what we do when we delve or hew, hack and rack the growing green, since country is so tender to touch, her being so slender, that like this sleek and seeing ball, but a prick will make no eye at all. Were we, even when we mean to mend her, we end her, when we hew or delve. After comers cannot guess the beauty bin. 10 or 12, only 10 or 12 strokes of havoc unselve the sweet especial scene, rural scene, a rural scene. Sweet, a special rural scene.